So they brought the broom and brushed the bear's coat quite clean. After that, he stretched himself out in front of the fire and pleased himself by growling a little, only to show that he was happy and comfortable. Before long, they were all quite good friends, and the children began to play with their unlooked-for visitor, pulling his thick fur, or placing their feet on his back, or rolling him over and over. Then they took a slender hazel twig, using it upon his thick coat, and they laughed when he growled. The bear permitted them to amuse themselves in this way, only occasionally calling out when it went a little too far, "Children, spare me an inch of life." When it was night, and all were making ready to go to bed, the widow told the bear, "You may stay here and lie by the hearth if you like, so that you will be sheltered from the cold and from the bad weather." The offer was accepted, but when morning came, as the day broke in the east, the two children let him out, and over the snow he went back into the wood. After this, every evening at the same time, the bear came, lay by the fire, and allowed the children to play with him. So they became quite fond of their curious playmate, and the door was not ever bolted in.